When it says here in verse 60, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" I don't worry so much about people that respond in this way. After you've finished declaring God and all of his glory and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, that there would be those that would hear enough to say, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" At least in that question, they're acknowledging that what they have just heard is so contrary to this flesh. Who can hear it? And we know the answer. None can hear or see or understand or come to Christ apart from God himself granting that grace to come. But I worry more about people that never ask the question. I have preached over the years to some that can sit there for a long time on this message and it doesn't faze them. They come for other reasons. They're sitting in the seat. They hear it, but it's just like words on a dead man's ears. I worry more about that than somebody that comes in and gets upset over what they've just heard. I always, in my heart, tend to think that there's some hope for that one because they heard enough to be offended. And I'll tell you, we need to be offended. This will needs to be offended. All that we are in our being, we need to take sides with God against ourselves if we're ever going to be truly followers of the Lord. It says they walked after the imagination of their own heart. That's what idolatry is. It's formulating an idea of who God is and worshiping that idea, but not the truth. And after Balaam, that's the word for Baals in plural. It wasn't walking after the prophet Balaam, but the false prophets, the false gods of Baal, which their fathers taught them. This shows it had been going on for some time. Where is it that children today learn about God or learn about salvation or learn about judgment? They learn it from their parents who go to places of worship, and yet it's not the truth that's being taught them. When they have these little confirmation classes for children, they're just confirming them in condemnation. Try to get them to make a profession early when they have no idea, not even a clue as to who God is or who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He hadn't been revealed in their heart. And yet, you've got these teachers teaching their children, "Now, if you just accept Jesus, Jesus is waiting, and you make your profession, your decision, everything's going to be up." That's taught from the youngest age on up, and they go on in life believing that, and they pass it on to their children.